Good morning, I'm David Ellis. Welcome to the Friday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. This day, May the 11th, 2018. We're going until 1:30 today, and we encourage you to take advantage of this program to reflect on developments in the country, particularly those things that they make you feel that, you know, Barbados is on the right path, the positive things that you have around you. And of course, there are some things that you believe need to be set right. I've been following this political campaign, and I must tell you that I'm not going to say which direction, which I think it seems to be heading in, but I get the sense that we are perhaps on the cusp of a political earthquake in this country, based on what is happening out there on the ground. And I sincerely hope that in the coming days, as the political parties move further and further into the tension that sometimes grips political campaigns, because you get a sense, I mean, that you have a combination of emotions. It's a time when the party faithful, especially when you're dealing with the two major parties in Barbados, are able to come together, share their common bond, and at the end of that, they are able to move forward and fan out across Barbados to spread the message according to the Labour parties, both of them. As I watch what's going on right now, there are questions, for instance, about what is happening now to Solutions Barbados. What's happening to the party which is led by Lynette Eastman? The smaller parties, the newer parties, in my judgment, the Democratic Labour Party only really came to the fore at their meeting in Bay Street. I thought that that was not a bad meeting at all. Indeed, I suggest that if they had had that type of tone for the first meeting, it would have been a better start to their campaign. But as we speak, it doesn't seem as though they are as involved, and there's still a need for them to rev up this campaign. On the other side of the coin, the Barbados Labour Party is being watched from the point of view of, will it run out of steam? Will it peak too early? Because they seem to have quite a lot, they've done quite a lot of work prior to this campaign starting, and you can feel it and you can see it out there. So it's early days yet, you know. In politics, a day is a very, very long time, and all it takes is one piece of fake news or some piece of real news that can change the whole complexion of a political campaign. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning, Down to Brass Tacks. One of the talking points that I put before you as well is the release of manifestos. Now, last night, the Barbados Labour Party released their manifesto, and it is still left to be seen when the Democratic Labour Party will do theirs. Now, there are pros and cons, I suppose, on both sides. If you release a manifesto early, some people believe you give your opponents a lot of time to knock down your proposals and to even back raise you sometimes. That's what they suggest. But on the other side of the coin is others complain that if you release the manifesto too close to an election day, then people do not have adequate time to digest what you are putting before them. So what are your thoughts? And one more thing, somebody's here suggesting to me that he's done an exceptionally good job, he or she, in growing stuff in their items in their kitchen garden from rainwater and sargassum seaweed. And the person is saying that with all this sargassum seaweed around us, the government can reduce the use of fertilizer in the country by using more of it. And I would encourage more people to experiment with it and see what results they get. Good morning to the first caller. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have two small points, but I can't stay, so I'm going to talk fast, okay?
Yes.
First one is that I don't think no civil servant should vote for the Democratic Labour Party because they were disrespected when they said that they are not going to even talk with their unions again. That was total disrespect for the civil servants. And if the civil servants and their family have sense, not one.
All right, but there is, of course, another side to how that may be viewed.
I want to put on my point and then listen to you because I can't stay. The second point,
yes.
I don't appreciate the females having a laugh and a go at a serious problem, especially at that meeting when a lady was ridiculed and all sorts of things were talked about her. No female that have sense to laugh and listen what could happen to them at some given time, too.
I would prefer to be able to talk with somebody who raises an issue with me rather than talk.
But I got to run,
put the point and run.
Yeah, because I'm at work. See?
But okay, but let me, first of all, I am not sure whether politics has such a different kind of morality that women in politics who would ordinarily be critical of men beating up on another woman or other women tend to retreat and be quiet or to defend it because it is politics. And that's what we need to examine, to what extent the society may be divided on that particular point. I'm not clear about it. I know that I sense that in Barbados, women are really on the in the ascendancy. In many respects, there are things that can be said about men that cannot be said about women. And there is a greater degree of sensitivity on certain of those issues. So if you are in the political fray, I think you would need to be cognizant of those nuances, as they would call them. And it is something that the people who are focused on gender behavior, gender studies, they need to look at it. How is it that so many women may come out against a particular matter, but the women who belong to a political party or support a political party will say, well, we saw nothing wrong with it. And to what extent does that present a divide on what may be seen as a matter of principle? I don't know the answer, but I recognize that it is something for us to talk about.
Can I ask you one more small question quick?
Yes, please.
Yes. But when Mr. Stewart got the prime ministership handed down to him from the late, after David Thompson died,
yes,
nobody dig up his profile and said anything. It just was handed down. Much people didn't say anything for bad or anything against that. And it was handed down.
Well, you know,
the first time.
But you know something that you need to pay attention to. Sometimes the very negative experiences that people go through have the potential to expose their true character as well.
Absolutely.
The extent to which they are able to surmount those types of challenges. I remember Owen Arthur saying before, some time ago, to produce the finest steel, it has to go through the hottest fire.
That is so true.
And, you know, if you are presenting yourself for a political office in Barbados and in these Western democracies, you have to be prepared to go through the fire. Now, you can look at this issue also within the context of man-woman. Is the woman going through more fire than a man would normally go through? I remember the licks that the late David Thompson went through, you know.
Okay.
People forget, you know. The difference here is that I've never seen any political party decide that they're going to mount a platform a night in which every speaker was going to go after that individual. What they did is that they spaced it out. But Mr. Thompson went through from the day or the night when he went down into Queen's Park to produce this document, this IMF document or whatever, and never produced it.
Yeah.
He was under so much pressure for that, you know?
Yeah, but respect you, all right? And yeah. You have to be careful what you say about either sex.
Right. That's
sex.
That's whether true.
Male or female, you have to be careful because you still have to live with these same people.
Yes.
And it can haunt you whether you win or whether you lose. So they have to be careful what they say, okay?
Thank you very much for calling, ma'am. The people in St. Joseph say that they are still without water. This is down to brass tacks.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Ellis.
Yeah.
I hear you talk about this earthquake. You always seem to laugh out the eyes. You don't seem to recall. The last election, over 90,000 people did not cast a vote who were eligible to vote.
Yeah.
You don't know who these people are going to turn out.
I can only give you my observation.
Okay.
So please don't quarrel with me because
no,
that is my...
No, you're not quarreling.
That's my interpretation of what I'm seeing on the ground.
Right.
What I'm hearing.
The other thing that you see is forgotten also, that there are three seats that are up for grab.
But I don't understand why, when I say to you that I sense that there will be a political earthquake, what do you interpret that to say?
Well, it might be a large victory for somebody. I don't know who. But I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of surprises, and they jump some people in this country. But the other thing, you know, people are looking now, and although... there are a lot of people who seem to be filled with Barbies, they're probably, but they're not certain what is going to happen after the elections. Some people figure that there will have to be reduction in workers. Some people figure that we have to go to the IMF. Oh, now it's got people, you know, concerned.
Well, did you listen to what was said last night by the Barbados Labour Party?
I
mean,
only
one party has put before us so far. Well, one of the major parties, because you see, you have Solutions Barbados, and you have
there's a lot of them. There's eight of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What they said?
Well, basically, they talked about restructuring the debt or reprofiling the debt. That was one of the major proposals that they have put there. And Ms. Motley has not ruled out having to go to the IMF if, according to her, when they get to office, they see that it merits that. If it merits that, she doesn't rule it out. Now, what is the Democratic Labour Party saying on this matter? We need to hear that.
I haven't heard anything so far.
Precisely.
I mean to say there are some people who started out to get worried because they know when we go to the IMF, what is going to happen?
What is going to happen when we go to the IMF?
Well,
and if we don't go to the IMF... What?
We don't have no choice. We have to go.
If we don't go to the IMF, what is going to happen?
You have to look for money. You have to borrow money.
And if not the IMF, where are you going to get it from?
That's the question. That's the question everybody's asking. So, well, all I can tell you that. Expect, do you say earthquake?
I feel so.
Yeah, I don't feel so. I don't feel so. I feel there are going to be a lot of surprises.
Well, but that your lot of surprises may be the earthquake. We don't understand.
The talk about these trucks and buses. Let me ask you something about the status. If you were representing my area for all the years you were there, you would come out and tell me now that the parish, the consistency that you're representing were neglected for all the years, or when your government was in power at one time.
I don't understand where you're going.
But let me explain to you, Mr. The guy that the representative for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, make a statement, and he said that the parish of St. Joseph was neglected for a lot of years. When the Barbados Party was in power, he was a representative. What he was doing about it?
Well, he would be the person to answer the question. But if you say that it's been neglected for many years, it would also include the period, well, all of those years, I would believe, or many of them, he would have been the parliamentary representative. But remember this. Uh-huh. He will be parliamentary representative in government and out of government. And I take the position that if you are in government and the charge is made by you that there is a lack of proper amenities and that sort of thing, then you and your party would have to take some of the blame for that.
Of course. And let me draw some
a lot of it.
Let me draw some to you. When the Barbary Civil Party was in power, all the leadership of the Honorable Seymour Arthur, an estimate was done where they say it would cost the government at the time $125 million to replace the water mains, etc. Now, they did nothing about it. It cost now the Democratic Party $400 million to start to replace some of these water mains. You understand how policies go? At the time, too, the hospital was in a sham. They had, remember, they had Mr. Goddard, and they had Dr. Jerome Walker, and they had to get rid of all two people. And up to today, the hospital is still in a sham.
So, you know, what I find particularly difficult in discussing some of these issues?
Well, what is that?
Is that we changed the government in 2008. And therefore, this government has had 10 years.
Yeah, but we
and all of those weaknesses that you talk about,
uh-huh.
You can't come today and say, well, the situation is as bad as it is because the other guys didn't do anything. You look, you've got to be able to say, yes, we inherited a bad situation and these are the things that we have done to improve it. That's the better argument to me. Rather than saying it exploded because, you know, how it was built, or it exploded because, you know, we inherited a bad project. And people want you to move beyond that and to discuss what were the difficulties that you faced. Look, I said to you earlier that I thought that the meeting that was held at Bay Street by the Democratic Liberal Party was a better meeting than the previous one.
Right.
All right? This spoke about all the achievements that they've had. But my concern has always been that the Democratic Liberal Party, I must tell you, I honestly must tell you that some of the issues, some of the achievements that they put before us, I said to myself, but you know, I didn't think about that. But then I asked myself as well, but wait, all of that happened and I was here in Barbados. And you know what that speaks to? It speaks to how you communicate your achievements. Yeah. You don't sit down and wait until the last minute to come with those things. You've got to be telling people about those things on an ongoing basis and getting people to communicate with you and you communicate with them, you know?
That's true.
Got to go. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. And you? I said I'm well. And you? Okay. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello. I think we lost a call. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, Mr. Ellis. I want to speak about the PSVs.
Mm-hmm.
Down north, Pipestown.
Yeah.
Now, sometime Mr. Lashley, Michael Lashley, that is, introduced uniforms for these guys. Mr. Ellis, if you see how these guys look, they don't wear uniforms. They wear three-quarter pants, slippers, boxers at the door. They're very unkempt. And still racing, using phones, they are a law unto themselves. You go in to catch a van, they block up the traffic lights at Spitestown, at the junction. And you have to pass on the other side, the lane that should be going down to Spitestown, in order for you to go straight ahead. That could cause a collision. And I think something seriously won't doing down there. These guys need to understand there are laws, there are rules, and they should be followed. And then when they get into trouble with the police, it's a poor black man. Another thing, St. Lucie has a representative by name only.
I want you to deal with these issues broadly rather than focus on the personality, rather than go in the direction where it seems as though you're either promoting somebody as a
I ain't promoting
nobody. But in this instance, you're not promoting. You're going the opposite direction. You're pulling that person down. That person is a candidate, and I don't want you to discuss it in those terms. I prefer you to tell me what the problem is and what you need to have done about the problem.
Okay.
And this is, and I say this to you all in relation to both, to all the candidates, because we're in a period where we're not supposed to come across as though we're trying to encourage people to vote for or against a particular candidate or party. But we can deal with the general issues that you face and get your ideas and your suggestions. Okay?
Okay.
So tell me about St. Lucie and the problem that you see.
St. Lucie needs debushing. Number one, if you're traveling in a car, if you get a lift and the person has to put you down, another vehicle cannot pass that car until you get out and that car gone. Because the grass is growing so far in the road, and the trees, the River Tarn, and the Dunks trees.
Yes.
They've patched some places where, in my opinion, could have been resurfaced. Because if you count the amount of patches in a particular road in Crab Hill, that could have been just dig off the surface and repave. Because that patching was a waste of time.
But it costs a lot more to repave the road properly than to patch it.
If you put 1,000 patches...
I take your point.
Right.
I take your point.
And there are other roads in St. Lucie that need doing. It don't make no sense patching the road going across the whole bridge.
This is a question that we need to confront after the elections, irrespective of who wins the election. Huh? It has to do with community effort and community self-help. Everybody is saying the same thing about where Barbados is today.
But I don't see...
I agree with you that there's a role for government. Huh? Let's accept that there's some things that the government must do. And that has to do with like fixing the road and that sort of thing. But the question is, to what extent could some of the people who live in these neighborhoods be more involved in efforts?
I've paid a guy $50 to cut off the River Tamarind on our side.
Yes, and that's the community kind of community effort that we're talking about. And if a number of the people who live in the neighborhood pool resources and paid a couple of these young men to help clean up an area, that could help.
Yeah, but when you clean up the area, clean up beside the road, it has to be taken away.
Yes.
It don't make no sense you throwing the River Tamarind or the...
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that with a determined effort, you may also be able to reach out to, let's say, a business person in the vicinity close to you, from Spitestown or wherever, who would be willing to assist as long as they recognize that the community is involved in that effort. This is what one thought the community councils would be seeking to encourage, you know?
Community council. I've been to one community council meeting. I've laid out, Mr. Ellis, a lot of things that weren't doing.
And what happened?
They haven't been done.
Well, that's...
Not one thing has not been done.
And
at the time, I think Mr. Boyce, John Boyce, was he was the minister of the MPW. He was present.
Yeah, but you know this problem that you draw to our attention about the bush and the extent to which it makes it difficult to pass certain roads. This is
exactly.
This is not peculiar to St. Lucie at all. There are many, many parts of Barbados where that is a problem.
And the bus service is, I don't know, I guess we have the worst out of the 11 parishes.
Because
in order for me to get home, I have to bum lift and walk.
This person says that that lady ain't speaking about the Pie Corner or Indian PSV workers. The person says that those workers wear uniforms and they don't block up the road.
But this is the minibuses, not these.
Okay.
They block up the.
These are the yellow ones.
Yes, but okay. The smaller ones, they block up the bus stop. Police have moved them from the bus stop, where the buses have to set you down outside Pipestone bus terminal. I have seen the police move them from there, but they still go back.
Yeah.
And another thing, I thought when you form a party and there are 30 constituencies, you should have the equivalent amount of people to attend. I even seen people, one party with one person, people with eight people. People with 28 people. Suppose the people now turn around and decide that they're going to put in one of those new parties. How are they going to represent? One person has to represent but three parishes.
Well, let's wait and see what happens.
I think they're wasting time.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, David.
Yes, good morning.
I got some questions for you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, this campaign, the government said was going to fall on morality. That issue gone through the door?
Well, I don't think that they're going. I haven't heard that as a major issue right now. So far, though, the Democratic Labour Party put about two major things that I heard. First of all, they talked about leadership on this Sunday night. They have been trying to get something going about the who's paying for the BLP campaign. That particular matter hasn't really gotten any traction so far. The introduction of ideas about Boko Haram and that sort of thing. And I don't think that...
Let me
make the point. So that hasn't gone anywhere. And the morality issue has not come up in a major way, in the way that I anticipated it might have. But there's still days to go.
My one day is to go. Let me get on like you live in another world. But there's only 12 more days from now. All right, let me go on a little further. I just hear a call.
And those 12 days are not days?
No, days. People don't got the money back up. You know better than that. Let me go a little further. Now, I heard a call talking about Dale Marshall. Dale Marshall represents St. Joseph in opposition and in government. I certainly determine that Dale Marshall represented St. Joseph is not as long as St. John had a DSB representative. Who are the people that crying out most of bus service and road and representation and the way they're being treated? If you look at the two constituencies, St. Joseph and St. John, you wouldn't believe that St. John more in political crisis than St. Joseph? That's a question.
I don't know. I can't answer the question.
All right, you don't know. All right, I'm going to give you the last. And again, because this isn't the time for all this now. This is time to get in on the road, which I can soon left here and go do my campaign. Now, let me tell you this. Let me look at the strongholds of political parties and leadership. Let me look at the leadership and public opinion. This is what I'm dealing with this morning, public opinion. Public opinion pertaining to the Prime Minister is that Humphrey going to beat the Prime Minister. That's public opinion, not mine. That's public opinion.
No, you know the rules.
Let me go on.
No. You know the rules, and I ain't encouraging that. This is not...
I talk about public opinion.
No. Don't try to be clever.
I done with you.
All right. Thank you very much.